Juniors and seniors at Utah high schools looking to begin work on college classes before graduation have the option of doing so by enrolling in a concurrent class while still in school. But Republican Senator Steve Urquhart says that's becoming harder to do, in large part because of budget cuts.
They do get some money, but not enough to cover the cost. And since they've got a big increase in students recently, they're having to sharpen their pencils and cut back.
Urquhart says some universities are already beginning to pull some of their offerings from schools, noting that Utah Valley and Utah State universities are already doing so. Now he's asking the legislature to consider imposing a fee on students taking the classes for college credit in order to keep them available in Utah's high schools.
They might charge up to $30 per credit hour, which still is a tremendous scholarship for the students. And I want them to focus concurrent enrollment offerings more on general ed courses.
Stephen Jolly, principal at Itinerus Early College High School in West Jordan, a charter school, says if the bill passes, it would discriminate against those who can't afford to pay for the college credit.
Probably a third of students in most public high schools who are on some sort of low income, free and reduced lunch, and you're basically taking that entire population out of the mix. So how do they access that college? Whether it's $30 or $90 or $1,000, when you have no money, it's still no money.
The Governor's Education Excellence Commission also spoke out against the bill, saying it works against the state's plan of having 66% of the workforce holding a degree or certificate by the year 2020, because low-income and minority students would not have the same opportunities to receive the college credit. Despite those concerns, the bill passed unanimously out of the Senate Education Committee and will now be heard on the Senate floor. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.